and two young people, and a chap, who I'm sure are going to be fast friends by the time this is over. The Webb sisters, who've, as I say, been setting the world alight lately, Charlie and Hattie. And who's that man to the right of them?
This is our brother, Brad.
Yeah, I see. Good man, Brad.
He's a Webb sister because he has a beard.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I can't speak. How big a family have you got? How many are in the family?
We've got one more brother, the eldest, Rod.
Yeah. Where does the music come from?
We've got some eccentric relatives, and, well, they're all fairly eccentric, and it was mostly on our father's side that people used to play the spoons, and we had a great uncle that played at the Shanklin Pier. He had sort of beaters on his feet and would play the marimba with his feet in his hands, and somehow the bug got caught in the family and it's still going.
Yeah, but I mean, how many instruments do you play between you?
I don't know.
I haven't counted.
No, Brad plays piano and drums, and Rod plays guitar and drums, and...
There's too much drumming in our family. I had to sort of try and give up because there was a lot of noise going on.
Do you know, it's like talking to somebody from The Sound of Music. You don't do Edelweiss, do you?
Well, we weren't going to do it today, but...
Brad does it normally, yeah.
In the shower.
don't bully your brother, okay? So what were the first instruments that you picked up? I mean, obviously encouraged by your parents because they're musicians and musicianly people. What did you pick up first? Which one of you is Charlie and which one is Hattie?
I'm Charlie, with the brown hair, and yeah. Hattie's the blonde.
Yeah, that always works so well on the radio. So tell me. So, well, I'll go to you, Hattie, first.
Yes. Well, I started the piano when I was six, but I wanted to play the harp when I was four. And when I was eight, after 4 years of nagging, Mum and Dad succumbed.
But you can still play the piano, obviously.
I play very basic piano. Yeah. Fiddly widdly.
The old fiddly... What about you, Charlie?
Well, I usually play the guitar when Hattie and I play together, but I didn't grow up playing that. I grew up playing piano and wind instruments and percussion, and I still love playing the piano, but mostly, you know, it's hard to sort of throw a piano over your shoulder and walk somewhere with
it. Would you not have played the double bass or something like that?
I would love to play the double bass, but I don't think I could have reached around it. Yeah. My brother's heckling me from the side saying I'm too small, and it's true.
Well, as I look at the pair of you, I'm reminded of a group of very plain girls called The Corrs. And I thought, you know, they did so well to succeed in view of the fact that they were all as plain as pikestaffs. You've battled your way through, haven't you? overcoming your homeliness.
Yes, we have. Yeah.
Are you going to play something for us?
We'd love to.
What would you do if I asked you nicely?
We'd love to. This is a song from our new album, and it's a song called In Your Father's Eyes.
Well, let's find out about the new album. This is called Savages. Comes out very shortly now, May the 9th, on Proper Records, I should think so. This is from, it's a special, and you're going to do something by Simon and Garfunkel a bit later on. Yeah.
We are.
Brad, you're going to be accompanying on the...
On the cajon. This is a box.
On the cajon.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, in your own time.
Thank you.
You're gonna have to speak your mind. I can't hear you. You've been a stranger in your...
It's wonderful. So that was Charlie and Hattie, the Webb sisters, on mandolin and guitar, and Brad, the brother, on cajon.
Thank you.
Obviously you write your own material. So does that have any special reference, My Father's Eyes or Your Father, for you?
We wrote this song. We were spending a bit of time in Los Angeles at the time, just a couple of years ago, and Hattie and I both independently had sort of some breakup experiences with our partners, and both sort of came to the song together with our own sort of feelings about our experiences, and we wrote the song together pretty much in one go, which was rather unusual for us.
Now, you're both very young, so as I look at you, I imagine that you've only just started, but how long have you been playing professionally?
Well, we started when we were teenagers, just weekend gigs and things like that. When I was 18 and Charlie was 20, we both started to write and play more professionally at that point. Yeah.
And you've just, you were chosen to join Leonard Cohen's tour.
We were, yeah, that was...
Was that intimidating?
It was just, it was a very exciting experience, really. It was in 2008, so about 3 years ago, and...
Yeah.
The tour initially was just going to be 6 months to a year, and it blossomed into this fantastic international thing of 3 years of seeing the world. So it was great to be on board.
Yeah. So why do you think that folk music, because I suppose we can't generalize on music, but I suppose people would say it's mainly folk that you're singing, folk music, would you say?
Yeah, I think there are folk elements. Yeah. Some really, really folky people probably would say, oh, it's definitely not folk, but certainly we've been inspired by a lot of
Who's inspired you? Who are your inspirations?
Well, Simon and Garfunkel, for sure, especially with a folk influence, but with harmonies, and James Taylor and the McGarrigle sisters.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the Carter family.
Why do you think this kind of music is becoming more and more popular now? Because, you know, there are other bands apart from you. There's Laura Marling, Mumford and Sons.
Yeah, they're both awesome.
I feel like there's a sense of visceral grounding with folk music where you feel like you could get up and dance, and it reminds you of your heritage. For me, that's how I feel.
Hattie's always wanted to get up and dance.
I am. Yeah, can I go? Is that space?
Yeah. No, go ahead. In your own time, as you like. But jump around as the mood takes you. You released your debut album in 2000. So, as I say, does it feel like over 10 years?
Well, it's been an interesting journey. We at the time were playing a lot of classical music. Hattie plays concert harp, and I was playing clarinet, and that album was really the beginning of us writing songs in this capacity, and that's when we started moving over to Hattie's small harp, which she's playing today.
It's a small 22 string. It's called Harry.
Well, get Harry, yeah. Get Harry in position.
Harry's very happy to be here.
Yeah. And what about you, Brad? Will you be?
Well, I'm not playing on this one. Do you want me to dance for you?
Yeah, that'd be nice. Along with it, and we'll dance together.
Okay.
Brad's a very good dancer, actually.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, I'm not a bad little mover myself, but never mind that.
I'm ready.
I'd like to see you though.
So you're on the harp.
Yes.
Yeah. So we'll all get to heaven, and you're on the old guitar. It's Charlie and Hattie, the Webb sisters. And you're going to play something by Simon and Garfunkel.
Yes.
What's it called?
This is called April Come She Will.
Yeah, lovely one. Okay.
April, come she will. When streams are ripe and swelled with rain, nay, she will stay, resting in my arms again.
Lovely to have you with us, Leah. What can people expect if they see you on tour this month?
Well, definitely a good time. We're all planning on having one and hope you'll join in with us. We're definitely going to play songs from our record, and that includes something that we did live with Leonard Cohen, one of his songs called If It Be Your Will, which is a beautiful song. We're going to be playing a few different instruments, and some of the gigs will have other members of our band with us and some string players.
Good, and hopefully you'll bring the brother along as well.
We will.
Good, good. Mm-hmm. So, family solidarity. So, you'll be in Bloomsbury on May the 15th, 16th you're in Brighton, on May the 17th, Glee Club, Nottingham, May the 18th, St. Bonaventure's Club in Bristol, and on May the 22nd, the Queen's Hall in Edinburgh. It's going to be a tiring tour, but I'm sure you're going to enjoy it.
Yes. I hope so.
And everybody who goes along to hear you, I'm sure they're going to enjoy it as well.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for coming in.
Thanks very much for having us.